10, mobile.
Drew's KU4 NAP.
How are you doing this morning?
And it's rolling, how about yourself?
Yeah, had a good whopping 4 hours, 5 hours sleep. I'm good to go.
I like it, about 4 hours of sleep.
I'm here, that's what I usually do. Right around five, I guess. But man, that was a long road trip down to Georgia about yesterday.
Did you go to?
I want to say Kernsville, but I don't think that's right. Some little town down below Atlanta, and there was no direct path there. It was just one little highway after another down this road to this little highway, and it's just like, oh my God.
Imagine that would be aggravating.
Well, what I would feel back roads for several hours, but you know, we eventually got there. I think you ended up having a good time.
You had a good time, that's all that matters.
Field day.
About as ready as I'm going to be able to get.
Portable at all, or are you going to just use a regular home base?
New home base.
You know what I want to do? It looks like really, you're going to do it for points, which I think is kind of fruitless. That you would really want to stick to like 5 watts and be off grid, but since I'm not really doing it for points, I may just do the same and just do it from home.
Not for points, I just do it to see how many contacts I'm making a day.
10 meters or something would open up. I think it'd be a nice way to do it. 10 open up on the same day as field day. Make some contacts on that, but it really. Most of the time.
Look, she's wide open, but it don't take it long to close. I mean, it's like flipping a switch.
And what's really weird is how you can just be listening to a station and it'll just fade out into nothing. And it won't be there anymore. And a few minutes later, you'll hear another station from a total different area that you wouldn't, you know, not even the same direction or anything that you would think would be normal. Just start coming in. I don't get it sometimes.
Propagation. I enjoyed working 10.
So I never did any voice on it. I did a lot of STA, you know, be able to see where my signal went. And that's really what pushed me to get my general, was to be able to do that and more on the other frequencies, which had that same range, but every all the time. Like,
that 6 meters, I've been trying to find somebody on it, and I haven't heard a soul.
Surprising, because it, when I go on, I think the website's DX Heat, they have like a little heat map, a little grid heat map that you can look at. And 6 is usually lit up about every day, but I don't know how much of that North America or not.
I just ain't holding my mouth right, but I ain't got a hold of anybody on 6 meters in probably 3 months.
For 6 meters, you run a dipole?
Yeah.
Around to it, but I got a older 10-meter dipole that I put in the attic. I may end up trimming it down or, you know, just kind of tying it off and making a 6 meter out of it. Every time I see it light up, I think about it, and then that it just passes on by, and I don't get around to doing it.
Oh, I got the guy that made it. It worked from 80 down to 6. All I got to do is use a tuner with it.
Nice. Yeah, I cannot tune 6 on my all-fed dipole or my embed halfway.
What you got?
MFJ, a little auto-tuner.
Push the button and let it run, or do you hold it down and let the light go out and then let it run?
Some button on the radio, and then it'll start tuning. And the radio will hold it till it, try, you know, till it gets to a point. and then it starts screaming SOS at you after a while where it just can't do nothing.
Got you button on it. Shut your internal tuner off and go to external. And when you tune up, just go ahead and hold it until the light goes out. And then release the tune button. And that'll make her tune.
Oh, that a shot. I am definitely worth trying that. Just then hold the tune button down, then it goes out. And then, well, turn it off the radio and then hold the tune button down until it goes out, and then what after that? Just turn it. A lot of times it'll want to kick itself off.
You got the internal tuner on. When you have the external tuner, you're not supposed to use the internal.
Yeah, my 7300, when you hit the tune on it, it'll use the external. But I would still try it. I might turn it off and just try it anyway, just to see. But it is the tuning unit that's tuning it, because I got it connected to the, you know, little cable that runs from the radio to the tuner. So it knows it's there, but I'm still, yeah, I'll give it a try either way.
Hey, Friday. My Yaesu 3000 book said to cut the internal tuner off. I just used the external. You've got an external tuner. And I think I could tune a piece of barbed wire with that thing.
All right, because it could be that the 7300, maybe it's the one giving up. I don't know. I hadn't really thought about it. KO4CEF.
Tuner on that radio is not as strong as the external. It'll give up before the external will.
Yeah, see what happens. Because, I mean, realistically, maybe the off-fed might not be good enough, but, I mean, realistically, I think the in-fed, I think I picked a length that should work on almost, it should work 80 through 60, if I remember correct.
Don't work. I got a manual MFJ tuner you can try, and if it'll work, we'll work something out.
Oh, good. I'll give it a shot anyway.
And let me know what happens.
Try it out, because I've made some contacts a long time ago with my vertical 6 meter with FT8, but, I mean, you're not making those long range contacts on a vertical. And then when we took the antenna down one time, I lost one of my ground planes that was attached to the little radio. So there went 6 meters on that one.
Need be, I'll get my buddy to make you up one like he made for me. And it's been up in the air for 7 years, and I've had no problems with it whatsoever. He's retired from AT&T. He did a lot of their wireless transmissions and stuff. That's what he worked on.
Is it the new 80 through 6?
Back with that, the Jabberbox I got in my ear was going off.
Is your dipole was 83.6?
Like 162 feet, maybe. I'm not really sure. I know my house is 64 feet long, and I know it's a lot longer than my house.
Run. Shoot, I think I'm my in-fed halfway if I did 124 feet, if I remember correctly. And that's already stretching from my house to the farthest tree I got in my backyard. And there's one little section, probably about maybe 8-10 foot of it that I had to run vertically from the 9-to-1, you know, up to an insulator, and then it runs out the rest of the 100 whatever feet it is.
Winter, that antenna will run right at the tube on SWR, and I don't like doing that, so that's why I got the tuner, and now it runs, depending on the frequency, anywhere from 1 to 1 to 1.1 to 1.
Like I said, I'm going to have to try that out, just doing the tuning myself, you know. with the automatic tuner, but turning it off on the radio and just see if it'll do it. And I mean, these meters is definitely fun this time of year.
Have to run it and see what standing wave is and then do it again. That's what I had to do to get mine down to 1:1. And that's what she's made for. She'll remember mine made by Yaesu, and it's strictly made for the 3000 and like 1200. And it'll remember 100 different sets.
Mine does or not. Maybe I think of it weird, but like whenever I change frequencies, I've got to tune them up every time. And depending on how far up or down the band you go, I got to tune again. I don't know if this is the way the 7300 works, the way I'm using it with the, you know, where it's hooked to the tuner, you know, the automatic tuner or what. I don't know. I've always got to tune mine no matter what frequency I go on, especially when I change bands.
Bands, I always tune up about the middle of the frequency, and you're good for the lower part and the upper part.
Like if I tune for the voice part of the band, you know, my general part of the band, you know, I'll usually kind of go to the low end on it, you know, right towards the edge tune, and I'm good. But like if I try to go down to the CW portion, FT8, I'll really have to tune again. And I don't really know why that is, because it's not much further from one end to the other.
Common, if you go to the CW end of it, I've been to the CW end a couple of times and just listened to the woodpeckers, but I had to retune, but I don't do CW, so I stay away from them.
Man, they get so fast, it's unreal. It's hard to believe they can actually carry on a conversation going that fast.
A friend of mine, he was in the Navy. He was a radio operator. He said he could send and receive 35 words a minute while he was smoking a cigarette, drinking a cup of coffee, and talking to the guy next to him at the same time.
I've seen videos and stuff of guys doing that where they're just carrying on a conversation. And just to be able to head copy that well is, I mean, that is amazing to see somebody do that.
I could do it. Now, that guy at Greenville, that's a retired merchant radio man. If I remember, he's from England. He tells about having the key strapped to his leg and the ship rolling and everything else, and having to send messages to keep post where they were and make sure they were all right and everything. He said, you learn real quick.
And, you know, they got to be accurate as well. They can't miss any part of it. Where, you know, like right now, if I copy 5 words a minute, I'll get the gist of most words. There's some words I'll get, and then there's other ones where it's just like, all right, I ain't sure what that says. But when I go back and read what I wrote, then I understand, you know, it makes sense to me then. But, and I'm going to jump off for just a second. I'm going to put in my Bojangles order, and I'll jump back on here in a minute. I'm going to say 7-3s for a few minutes, and I'll holler at you here in just a little bit. KO4CES.
I'll be here, so KM4NAP will be clearing on the side.